it was really great. I just need to put this up here for 1 sec.
On behalf of Yeshiva University and the Reitz Israel Kollel, I'd like to welcome everyone to this celebration in honor of our Musmachim. I'd like to thank Rav Lichtenstein for agreeing to deliver a shiur in honor of the occasion. Those Musmachim who've only had the zchus to study in our Beis Medrash in New York have missed the very special opportunity that we who have passed through the Reitz Israel Kollel have been availed to learn from Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Lichtenstein, under whose stewardship the Kollel has flourished for the last three decades, and we'd like to thank him again for joining in our celebration and for this year. Rav Lichtenstein.
Kvod Nesi Yeshiva, Kvod my colleague, associate, friend of David Miller, Achronim Achronim Chavivim, Kvod Musmachim. I'm asked to say a shir, which should be only partly a shir, chassi shir. The hour that's at my disposal, I was asked to make about a third straight halacha, and the rest, in a more general vein, related to halacha as everything in our world is, but not necessarily the character, narrowly speaking, of halacha. I hope that this combination will be satisfactory, and I hope that the halacha will pervade the spirit. Rabbi Yisrael Hashem, for every spirit of Halacha. I've selected for the shiur this evening a topic which I think is of relevance not only to our everyday life on a constant basis, but particular relevance to this occasion when the link between Torah and ourselves and Torah and our communities is very central and critical. I start essentially from the end. The penultimate mitzvah of the Torah, that which is last, with the exception of Yitzchak Hakel, is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Ataki Tulacha Kisulacha Bet Ashira Azot. Sivuot Dinu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and since Aaron as well, and the Ben Shlagom, and one which comes, we'll see later on more fully, as part of a triad, a trilogy of duties. Atak Yidu Lechem Tashira Azot, V'Namadat B'nei Yisrael, Sibah B'fihem, V'Maran Tiri Yashira Azot, Leib B'nei Yisrael. Three distinct tasks: to write, to instruct, and to eternalize. That which is most readily subject to clear definition, what is exactly that's to be done, is obviously the first item, the writing, eternalizing. It's important, but a little bit difficult to describe. And Amda Bnei Yisrael, how to teach, stands somewhere between the essential task of learning, teaching, and the formal task of direct instruction. So we're to deal with Ketivat Sefer Torah. If the nature of that, however, is clear as a ray of sunlight. Well, on the face of it, Ketu Lachem, right, Sefer Torah, the Torah Hazot, which was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron, sounds fairly clear, straightforward. However, in two significant respects, the deviation from what seemed to be so clear and obvious is itself obvious. The Gemara Sanhedrin indeed, whoever followed, in the context of the prayer which deals with the status and the duties of the Melech, one of which is ready to save a Torah, and a comparison between those which are incumbent upon him and those which are incumbent upon each and every Jew, and possibly Jews as well. So we encounter Chayva ready to save a Torah, and the wise describes it in detail. But here a number of questions arise. Number one, is the mitzvah of Sefer Torah the ksiva or the possession? The person inherited a Sefer Torah, a parent, does he need to have one written for himself or to write one himself individually or personally? One question discussed by Achrenim. Secondly, why is the Torah Hazot, presumably that which was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Torah Shebichtav. The whole point of writing is to write Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebaal Peh is problematic, Torah Shebichtav, but Torah Shebaal Peh, vice versa. Is that indeed the case, Halacha Lemaise? So the Rambam is fairly clear. תת עשה על כל איש ואיש בישראל לכתוב סביב תורה לעצמו שאמר ואתה כתבו לכם את השירה כלומר כתבו לכם תורה שיש בשירה זו לפני כותבים את התורה פרשיות פרשיות אני עוזן את פסקן ואפי שניחו לעבותיו סביב תורה מצווה לכתוב משלו אני צדור ונכסנסו לברנום הבחרינים whether this additional chiyuv indeed is clear and certain. But broadly speaking, the Rambam is clear here that there's a chiyuv writing Sefer Torah. One point, just incidentally, which is noted by Shagasaria, is problematic, is the mitzvah to write a whole Sefer Torah, or, as seems to be indicated by the Rambam, the mitzvah to write the Shira Zot, or some interpret the term Shira to refer to Torah itself, which is a song first all by itself. Others say that the period of the Rambam needs Shira, Shira Sazinu, which would follow subsequently in the Parsha. And the Rambam seems to indicate that really ought to have written Shira Sazinu, but since you can't write an individual Parsha, it has to be written, transcribed, and transmitted within the context of Torah. Or at least the concept of the whole Chumash. Therefore, you write the whole Chumash, you write the whole Torah, in order that should serve as the vehicle, as the instrument of communicating and transmitting Torah. But the Chiv is a Chiv of Ksiva, the Ksiva of a text of Torah, Torah Shebichtav, that seems fairly clear. However, the Rosh, a different perception. And one which, of course, makes life much easier and much cheaper for Shleim Buddha in Israel. Towards the end of the discussion at the beginning of the Sefer Torah, what the mitzvah is, horses. The mitzvah initially had been in line with the Rambam. וזהו מדעות הראשונים שכותבים סייב התורה ולומדים בו. אבל עידנה שכותבים סייב התורה מנחיל אותו בבתי כסיות לקרות בו ברבים, מצוות עשה היא על כל איש בישראל, אשר ידו מסגת לכתוב חומשי התורה ומשנה וגמרה ופירושיהן נהגות בהן הוא ובניו. כי מצוות כתיבת התורה היא ללמוד בה ככתיב ולמדה בני ישראל סימה בפיהם. ידי הגברה והפירושים, ידי הפירוש המצוות והדינים בבוריין, וכן הם הספרים שאדם מצווה לכותבם, גם לא למוחרם, אלא ללמוד תורה ולצא אישה. Plus at one time people used to write Sefer Torah and learn from them. And since the primary text of the Torah was that of Torah Shebichtav, the rest of the Baal-Peh either would read a little Baal-Peh or learn as an adjunct, possibly. But the focus of the Talmud Torah was Torah Shebichtav Sefer Torah. Here the Rosh indicates he's of the opinion that the mitzvah of Kivayit Sefer Torah is one which is oriented and directed towards learning. You need the text to learn. So at one time the text was kept to Sefer Torah, you wouldn't go to Sefer Torah. Now the text is Shas, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Shenim, Achreinim. Having a little library in your home, or at least having the basic texts, that's the mitzvah. The Rosh does not say very explicitly, although most Achreinim assume this to be the case, if you have the opportunity to have a Sefer Torah and a Rambam, you can forego the Sefer Torah and just stick with the Rambam. And Rosh could be understood by saying, Pederes Rishenim, you had a Sefer Torah, that was sufficient because you'd use it to learn. Pederes Achrenim, you have a Sefer Torah, you put it in the Oren, you take it out a couple times a week, and that's it. So that isn't sufficient. Therefore, you need to have a Shulchan Aruch, etc., etc. But what could be the Rosh to mean, it's a necessary condition that having Sefer Torah is no longer a sufficient condition, but maybe a necessary one. However, the prevalent notion is, and this is the Sefer Shulchan Aruch as well, that Bar Shas, that's what you buy for yourself, that's what you buy for your Edom, that suffices. And this, as I've said, is something which most people rely upon. Many Sefer Torah today, some equipment is more expensive than the ordinary budget. And in many respects, not something which meets the need of Yilmayt. I've said before that when we first encounter the mitzvah of Ketivah Sefer Torah, it seems clear that the mitzvah is to write, and we read to write one Sefer Torah. Once we sift some of the Mekeros and the Shenim, and later Paiskim, turns out, number one, that we're dealing not necessarily with the Chepzer and Sefer Torah, but as far as the word of Torah, the word of Halacha in general. Secondly, and related to the first point, we ought to speak not of the Mitzvah Ketivah Sefer Torah as such, but Libur Torah. And again, trying to be more precise with regard to the Rosh, there are certain mitzvahs with regard to which one could say that they're instrumental. You have to buy something, you have to acquire something, you know, to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. And one mitzvah subserving another mitzvah. And there are any number of such examples. And one could learn it over here, the mitzvah is to write the material, but to write it in order to be able to learn it. But the definition of the mitzvah proper is a ksiva. The Rosh seems to discard even that, and to assume it's not just that the chokhi of writing the mitzvah is ksiva, but ksiva in order to learn. The mitzvah is the learning. any number of issues which have been raised with regard to Ksivus HaVeteira seem to turn on this issue. The question which Rabbi Chanin, the Beis Halev, the Asamir discuss, whether women are chayiv, Ksivus HaVeteira, they're inclined to link that, the question of the degree to which women are chayiv in the midst of Talmud Torah, and then try to evaluate that in the context of the Rosh. But if we're looking for a departure from the initially prima facie definition of the mitzvah, we need to look beyond the standard of Shenim, Rambam, Rosh, look beyond the Gemara in Menachis, which Shenim discussed, Al-Kiyas V'Teirah V'Lashuk, if you bought a Sefer Torah, as if you were in a bargain basement, the way of being carrying the mitzvah, we need to look to relatively uncharted waters. In this respect, two senses. Number one, to look as far or less accustomed to looking into. And number two, in light of the Kedis which is cited elsewhere, not in the Amar of the Rosh, to come up with a totally different conception of what the mitzvah is all about. We start not with the definition of that which is presented by the Shenim, but in omission. The Gaonim by and large did not enumerate, as the Rambam did, Ksivus HaVeteira as one of the mitzvahs. That in and of itself might be striking, not unintelligible. After all, one could learn the parsha if you open a chumash sefer parsha vayelech. The tzivui given to the bench by the bench of the Moshe Rabbeinu, specifically at that point, v'ata, now right now, you can do the shira hazot, and then what else is to be done with it? So it could be viewed as a specific event in the life of the Anogi of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, but not a mitzvah that there is. We all know one of the Rambam's 14 principles for enumerating mitzvahs, a mitzvah which is not a mitzvah that there is, but was only a one-time event, does not count. So one could understand that. And yet, the thought that there's no mitzvah to buy a cemetery, to own a cemetery, it's jarring. Not many of us own Sefer Torah, but those who do find tremendous gratification, and those who don't feel they're missing something. In this case, it may very well be that the omission of the mitzvah of Sefer Torah is really a misnomer, and we need to think of an alternative text. And one which becomes not only an alternative text, but maybe an alternative mitzvah. The Gaonim have a strange mitzvah, which we certainly would normally be inclined to assume is not a mitzvah l'deiris, but possibly a one-time event. This is the Parshas Avonim. Some of Shem's day Israel, Pashi Kisavi, some of Shem's day Israel, the Tramley Mo, Shabo, at Kola Mitzvah, Shonochim and Savet Remayom. Vaya Bayom, Ashatavu at Ayodain, El Arez, Shashem, a Kirunan in Lach, Vikimotal Chavan in Midorot, Satot on Basid. What have Talian? כל דברי התורה הזאת בעבריך, למען שתבוא אל הארץ אשר נותן לך, ארץ זבת חלב ודבש, כשדיבר השם אלוקי אבותיך לך. פרשת עבודה. This parsha is counted by some of the Gaonim towards the tally of Tarya. If we compare this that was more familiar to us, Rambam, Rosh, Roch, etc. We got a number of points, significant points of difference. The text, the theory, if you're just trying to understand the pasuk, could be the same text. The Rosh Rabbeinu is told, Kitulch of the Shira Zot, the Pedaitum of the word Shira. Here it's called Divrei Torah Zot. But of course, certain questions are raised of a practical nature. The Ibn Ezra was noted, he had Avonim, to write all of Torah and Avonim, a rather arduous task, perhaps an impossible one. And the Ibn Ezra suggests maybe they write just a list of the mitzvahs, or something very brief, summaries, digests, whatnot. So the text paper will be different. Secondly, upon whom does the mitzvah devolve? Who's obligated? Unlike the Rambam, who classified mitzvahs with essentially one element in mind, say, lo ta'aseh. The Goyim, including the Psadi Goyim, the Bahag, had an additional variable which came to the picture, and that which in their nomenclature very often was appeared as mitzvah parasha. A mitzvah is something which was a chavis yochid, personal individual mitzvah. Parshiyot are topics, areas, which are not the sole responsibility of a particular individual, but part of public square, how Jewish polity presumably should look, and many mitzvahs concerning Mikdash, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara and the Sanhedrin, the three mitzvahs which were immediately in common, the Bechazar Shamolek, the Balad Melech, and the Bilbis HaMikdash. None of those, of course, that is a purely personal responsibility. One may be personally obligated as part of the tzibur. The tzibur basically is a mitzvah tzibur. The avonim and the geinim are not described as mitzvah avonim, parshas avonim. Here we have, of course, a very striking difference between the Rambam and the Rosh and the usual range of Shanim on the one end, and these Gedim on the other. But looking beyond that, presumably, the whole character of the mitzvah, the structure, its fabric is very, very different. I mentioned before, there was some question with regard to the Gemara Sanhedrin, as a number of Shanim understood it, whether it's a chavis gavre for a person personally to write Sefer Torah, even if he owns one because he's inherited one. So at most, maybe you write a point of shliach, as the chinuch says, but not more than that. But there's an individual element. You understand very well that according to the great Pashto Avonim, not the personal mitzvah which everyone needs to have. And not only is that a personal mitzvah to write to the Avonim, it's a collective mitzvah. So collectively, every generation, one needs to write Avonim all over again. If the Avonim disappeared in the course of time, we have to recreate the historical past and write new ones. Have you ever heard of such a thing? To it, if we speak of Parshas Avonim, the Parsha is that the Avonim should exist, they should be there, they should emit a message, they should radiate a certain concept of life and of reality and of Klal Yisrael. To have the Avonim. The writing is certainly secondary, if not tertiary, in terms of what the Qum. Maybe. Put it differently, if before we don't introduce me to Am the Rosh, or the mitzvah to learn, or possibly to have written, to write, to produce, as far as the Ganyam are concerned, clearly the learning aspect is a significant one, but maybe different from the Rosh as well, because the Rosh speaks of learning as a personal key of Tamatea. Having the Avanim is to be there, to read the message, to absorb the message, but that too is part of a collective national experience. So try to understand the mitzvah, we find ourselves diverging, number one, with regard to who is obligated, number two, what is the obligation, in various directions. Number three, possibly, what is the text? And number four, what is the aim, what is the purpose, what is the thrust? So much for the central elements. Concerning the mitzvah of Ksivus HaVeteira in terms of its basic halachic content. Each of these points could be embellished somewhat, of course, and there's a literature which deals with it. But the central elements, I think, are clearly perceived. Think of the Avanim, though, find something else entirely. Strange thing in the Parsha of Avonim. It's a Moshe of Yisrael, who was kol ha-mitzvah shulchim mitzvah etchem hayom. Hayom presumably means today. Today I'm dealing with the Pasani Adiore, Pekudat Hayom. Then we read, not just the Terei Abki Benayu, Terei Anteshvat. V'aya b'yom asher tavu et ha-yardin l'aretz asher Hashem lokech noten lach v'kivot alecha avanim gdolot v'satot am batzid v'kadavta alehen et kol divrei Torah hazot b'avrecha. On the day that you entered, you crossed the Yarden, that very day, first thing you have to do, you have to run, come to the country, gather the stones, set them up. That's the first thing that has to be done. I can't wait. And if that were not sufficient, the next passage says, "Chataftale v'dvato azot b'avrecha," while in transit, as you're crossing. Would anyone envision today, in our circumstances, you enter a country, the first thing you do, maybe raise a new flag, maybe something else, occur to anyone to begin setting up scribes to write and to write in Estonia? And yet the stress of Sukkim is there, there's a clear message. What is the function of these Avanim? No one's going to learn from them. They're there to bring a message, to define a presence, to explain what are we crossing this damn Yarden for altogether. What needs to be explained as we're coming to us, Israel, for a purpose, for a reason, to do something for us, Israel, and to do something for ourselves. A single day should not pass where the sense of mission, the sense of purpose, the sense of molding and shaping national and personal identity is that clearly defined And you know, today we describe Reisius Kiddush Levana, and with a sense of permanence. We're all familiar with the Latin saying "scripta manent," which is written remains. Rabbi Fugit, words, smuggled words, fleas. But if you want to say something is really permanent, we don't just say that it's written, it's etched in stone. Those that you have on you. The presence in Eretz Yisrael, the reason for it, the value which is associated, its place, the place of Eretz Yisrael, the place of Knesset Yisrael, and the significance of the bond between Knesset Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, that needs to be clearly communicated in the heart of every Jew and every Jewess. Is it a personal mitzvah? No, it's a collective mitzvah. A collective mitzvah just to be in the Library of Congress somewhere? It's to be etched in stone and etched on Luach Libam, etched in our hearts, etched in our personalities, etched in our institutions, etched in our communities, etched in the sort of society we want to create. Part of the significance of us Yisrael in our lives has to do with the personal, and much has to do with the collective. Come on, at the end of the first paragraph of Seita, Shmuley wants to explain why was Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction going to us Yisrael? Moved heaven and earth, banged away the gates of heaven, B'shanan Hashem. What's the crime? What's the important? He's 120 years old, 1 foot in the grave, my age. Can I have people to have a tour with Sarich? Well, he has to eat fancy fruits, all kinds of condiments, steaks. Is that what he was looking for? Ella the Gemara says, Meshach bin Melech Heshm, there are certain mitzvahs which should only be in Kuyim as Israel. He wants to be there, to be kind of those mitzvahs too. That's a personal element. And looking beyond that, part of our being in Eretz Yisrael, wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael, has to do not only with additional mitzvahs, quantitatively, but as the Rambam particularly stressed in so many contexts, qualitatively. The quality of the religious life is the Jewish spiritual life. And the character which that quality lends and imprints upon every single mitzvah is different in Eretz Yisrael. Especially different. Now that has a personal quality, a social, a communal, a public quality as well. Hanikri Kohal, the Gemara says in Hurrius, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're defined as the Kohal, the community par excellence. Though its limits, though its parameters, it does exclude everybody else from meaningful, both personal, collective, Avedis Hashem elsewhere, but there's a dimension of Kohol which is there. And it's to that dimension of Kohol that the Avodim address themselves, particularly. They want not only that each individual Jew should feel wise in Eretz Yisrael, but foremost, the nation should know and the world should know why we're there. Why we want to be there, and why we struggle to be there. Taira Besmachim. You hear, for presumably for many of you, not just you want to get smicha here, legitimate desire, and it's all right, but you want to live here. You want to be a part of what it's all about. And that is very special being in its own right. And just a personal note, some years back, Ram Shlita felt he wanted to honor me for whatever reasons he had. And so he concocted a kibbutz, a dice kibbutz, a lufatel, sounds very nice. And I can't say I wasn't flattered. And at Chai Smichi, I was then given 10 minutes to speak. After 10 minutes, I used up a not insignificant portion to explain why I should not have received it, or maybe I should have received it. What I said at the time was, that measured by any yardstick, a personal growth, a personal excellence, Yad Shemayim, Lomdus, Midas, courage, I should not have received it. That should have gone to the Israeli Rabbi Zechariah of Rocha Baal Soloveitchik. I presume the Rabbi Rebbe understood that too. He knows the mystery of me, Rabbi Baal. So why would he give it to me? I said, obviously, there's only one reason. Because I am Malbitz Terra Nazi Sol. The Baal wanted very much, he was not Zech. Now, what is the significance of that? And I went out to say that the main minutes that I had, I wanted to explain what was so critical about this. Let me give a brief analogy, which has, if the President will excuse me, some possible financial implications. Tzedakah has priorities. And Yericho created him to Aniyei Yerachelos. And yes, Israel, a kedim, to any chutzlaos. Now, if you have priorities, you know that always with the prospect that they're going to clash. Maybe your relative lives in Chattanooga, so it's not your relative who lives in Eilat. So, what happens if you have some clash, or any shpach, whatever it is? Who are in Israel, in Aksuvim, and Yerichu who are in Chutzlaretz, and in Israel, you have people to whom you have no link, you have no connection. Chalekis Max Tachreinim, Pastor Shulchan, who lived in Israel, thought that Israel should use the priority. Another brother of Achreinim said the reverse. One of the explanations given by those who subscribe to Pastor Shulchan's view was very simple. If you give tzedakah to an ani chutz la'aretz, it's a gevaldige mitzvah. And let no one come out of here saying that it's not. A remarkable mitzvah. To sustain life, to support life, to give the opportunity for growth and development. And that's Israel, you have two mitzvahs at the same time. You're supporting an individual in the same manner as you do in chutz la'aretz. And you are building Eretz Yisrael. That's two birds with one stone. I thought at the time was, what I said at the time, I don't remember if I mentioned this particular machlekes, that's what Tabas Eretz Yisrael is meaningful. The Mabes Eretz Yisrael is to learn, to teach, to direct, but at the same time, it is to help mold this country, to help mold this nation. In this respect, you, today's Mismachim, have a role and opportunity which extends beyond that which a century ago, maybe even half a century ago, would have been available. You don't get opportunity to mold the nation, which is still in some extent in a state of flux. Its identity is still in the process of gestation. Not every generation has that schus. We've been given a schus where, to some extent, cut that that disc yielded more than 60 years ago. But still a state of flux. His identity there to be formed. The Avanim there to define who we are and what we are. But you need to be present, etched in stone, and to whose message we want to be attuned and want to attune others. The mantle which is thrust upon your shoulders, symbolically speaking, is one of leadership. Having the ability and the desire, the commitment and the fire in the belly, to want to be part of this country at a time when it's still in the process of being shaped and directed, when its character still has elements which need to be defined. We, the Eile B'Torah, want to be part of the process of definition. There's another point to be noted in this connection.
שמעו את כל המצווה אשר אנכי מצווה אתכם היום. This phrase, שאנכי מצווה אתכם היום, rings a bell, should ring a bell. זה קרישמה. What the Chazal say in קרישמה? Not like some old decree salted away somewhere in the library, in the shelves of our library. Something which is vibrant, exciting, like that which people run to watch. They run to see the internet, they run to read the newspapers, they run to listen to the radio. What's up? What's new? What's fresh? What's vibrant? And Torah, in addition to everything else which it has to radiate a sense of freshness. A case, just a case, was anybody here to whom that didn't ring your bell? So Ashley has reminded us. היום הזה, פסוק לרמן, היום הזה אשר לוקח מצווך לעשות את ערכים את המשפטים ושומרת ועשיתך בפרוב ונפשך. הנרס פרק השם אמרת היום להיות כל אלוקים, ראשי קאמנס, היום הזה אשר לוקח מצווך, בכל יום עם ירקי חדשים, כאילו בו ביום נסתבית עליהם. Same note as the second Kirishma. We need to understand what this means to us, and particularly to us as Talmidim, or as Melamdim, within the context of our Yeshiva. We pride ourselves, and hopefully not without some justice. We want to get away with the element of pride, we strive to see to it not only that we have the contemporary ring, the element of modernity associated with our learning and our existence. We want to see to it that that which is in our minds and our hearts modern are the ancient stones. The Avanim which are there from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're the ones which are just created. They're the ones which ring within in our minds, did in our ears the message Ayyub is Mamed Asinai, היום זה אתי את ארץ ישראל, והיום זה תש שבט טוב שיליים. Trying to relate to a national identity, we strive first to be aware of the significance of the need to see that identity is molded in the spirit of Yisrael Sovel. We want to open hearts, we want to open ears, we want to open minds. We want to create communities or to come to work within communities with the message of Dvar Hashem, that which is written on the Avani, that which is written on the Sefer Torah, is central, is dynamic, is on the one hand ancient, and the other so fully contemporaneously modern. All of this, of course, is enormously important. And we want to live in our Yisrael lives, which enable us to fuse our personal striving to be in our Yisrael, abreast, as it were, the Shechina, by in our Shechina, and to be in our Yisrael part of the community of Kol. And within the context of our personal experience, to walk where the others walked, to build Eretz Asher Yechonetz Eretz Doresh Ota, that's on the one end. On the other hand, with our ears attuned, the message of the demands of history, ancient history, contemporary history, to want to see to it that we can fulfill our role in this context and this content. I don't want to frighten anybody, but this is not an easy task. We're not the only game in town. We're not the only ones who have an agenda. And there are some who simply ignore our agenda, others who want to uproot our agenda. But we're here, and striven to attain the mantle of smicha, presumably because you have an agenda. You have a sense of mission. Your commitment to Torah, to Talmud Torah, to Rambam Torah, to write Torah, to disseminate Torah is crucial and central. You want to relate to the whole panoply, the whole gamut of issues, social, political, national, not alongside of your Torah. That's part of our Torah too. All that we want to do. And while certainly I would never for a moment assume that if a person were only living in Eretz Yisrael and not in a position of leadership, his life would be wasted. It's rich with meaning, with substance, but a meaning and substance which is doubled and redoubled when indeed we do rise to the task, define the task, and more than anything else, define who are we and what we are without jingoism, without pride, without chauvinism, with a sense of our historical significance, of our unique presence in the world of the Ben Shleilam, a unique bond with that tail which we have been, with which we have been graced, and which we have vouchsafed to give us, we're committed, and that commitment we want to, as far as we can, the book Shudin Magas, to communicate something which defines us collectively, nationally, personally, communally, which defines us to the world, and first and foremost to ourselves. The Beishim's Tefillin Chazal say, what's written is, Mikam Chi Yisroel Ve'echad Baretz. This parasha, the Avonim, is precisely related to that particular theme. We open a Chumash. What do we read? Of course, Parashat Kisov has personal mitzvahs, Bikurim, Benevaiser, other things. But that which so dramatically imprinted, which impinges upon ourselves, is the message, and it's a dual message. Hayom azeh Hashem lakechem l'sabuchal azgokim eilet ha-mishpatim, shabata v'asita otam chol v'fuchal v'chal v'shecha. And then we have the reciprocal relationship, which in that Gemara in Brachis is so sharply defined. את השם אמרת היום, להיות אוכל אלוקים, ללכת בדרכיו, לשמוע חוקה מצוותיו, משפטיו, לשמוע בקולו. We have this word, elevated, ennobled, enhanced, the position, the station, the way של אלוהים, במח ושמיים, and he has, in a parallel way, elevated and enhanced ourselves. השם אמרך היום, להיות לו עולם סגולה ואשר דיבר לך, שמו כל מסעותיו. And with what, to what does that relate? היום הזה נהיית עולם, השם הלוקח. הרבה נסי ותאר, ובין אבנים, לא סבי תפילו. ויש תפילו, מקבר ישראל בארץ. אינו תפילון, שמה ישראל אשר כאילו השם אחד. Our yearning and our striving, our duty and our ambition is to see to it these two pairs of תפילון, לאתך ושים חייכות, מקבר ישראל בארץ, שמה ישראל אשר כאילו השם אחד, should coalesce, should go inside, should be bound, inextricably bound, in our consciousness, in our lifestyle, in our commitment. And fortunate that you're here today, help develop the tools and the awareness which enable us to write this film, Hechsher, Behidu, Tiferet, Mazal Tov.